What's so good about Good Friday? It's that Jesus has opened up the way and free access to salvation. It is that Jesus has undone the effects of sin all the way back to the beginning. We began this time of Lent this year talking about veils. We first began Lent understanding the great veil of sin that was started in the Garden of Eden when Adam and Eve, our first parents, disobeyed God and thus were justly barred. And ever since then, there was an eternal separation, a veil that separated our vision, our access to God. No matter how many animal sacrifices made, there was never true and final payment until Good Friday. When Jesus died on the cross with the final payment of salvation, when he uttered his last words, "It is finished," with that word, tetelestai, making final payment, the temple curtain, the veil covering the most holy of holies in the Jerusalem temple, the veil covering and separating God's people from the eternal holiness of God found in the Ark of the Covenant, that gold chest that was created from the people of God wandering in the wilderness with Moses, that gold chest that contained the original Ten Commandments, the copies of the Ten Commandments, Aaron's staff, the manna, the bread that God provided in the morning in the wilderness, the holiest of God's things, that ark that went before the armies of Israel that captured and took over enemy lands. That access to God is now ripped open. The veil torn from top to bottom. God himself opening up the way. Not so much for us, our access to God, but for God being let out of his box. You see, our God is a great God. At times we make him too small in our lives. We remember, even in the hardest of times, that God is our Lord and in control. And so we remember today is good because that veil of separation is torn, that we are counted as righteous and holy people because of Jesus. We are seen by our Father in heaven and looked upon us with favor because of Jesus. So what is so good about Good Friday? With these words, "It is finished," God undoes sin. And so we see this played out just as it is played on this video.
Good Friday. How can one describe such a day? The wrongdoing of all humanity, putting to an end an innocent man, the Son of God. This is the story of Jesus' death by way of a cross, all in one moment bringing death to the bright light of our future. He never stopped loving us, and yet this is the incredible part of it. Our sin stopped his heart. Our sin drove the nails firmly in the hands of God. All along, these were the plans. We told ourselves that we were in control, and this was deemed sufficient for all of us. The brutal beating, the inhuman flogging, the naked humiliation. Heaven watched and saw it all. Our rebellion, our guilt, our shame, erasing the very notion of reconciling us with God. Our sin and our debt, overcoming Jesus. Here is our king, obliterated. The enemy laughing, his plans unstoppable. There's no longer the sound of freedom rising. Now God's people are utterly broken. Behold the chains of mortality. Yes, this is what is true. We had heard the stories of old. The lost are found, the blind can see, the weak are made strong. But now we are witnesses to this reality. God is dead. We'd almost believed there is a way of redemption. There is a life of fulfillment. There is a peace beyond understanding. Now we know better. For us, we can say that God is encapsulated in this one realization. The single greatest sacrifice in human history is finished. How clearly we can see it. So what's so good about Good Friday? Just one thing, that the blood of Jesus can reverse the curse of sin and raise the dead to life. How clearly we can see it is finished. The single greatest sacrifice in human history encapsulated in this one realization. We can say that God is for us. Now we know better. There is a peace beyond understanding. There is a life of fulfillment. There is a way of redemption. We had almost believed God is dead, but now we are witnesses to this reality. The weak are made strong, the blind can see, the lost are found. We had heard the stories of old. Yes, this is what is true. The chains of mortality utterly broken. Behold, freedom rising. Now God's people are unstoppable. There's no longer the sound of the enemy laughing. His plans obliterated. Here is our King, Jesus, overcoming our sin and our debt, reconciling us with God, erasing the very notion of our rebellion, our guilt, our shame. Heaven watched and saw it all, the naked humiliation, the inhuman flogging, the brutal beating, and this was deemed sufficient for all of us. We told ourselves that we were in control. All along, these were the plans firmly in the hands of God. Our sin drove the nails. Our sin stopped his heart. And yet, this is the incredible part of it. He never stopped loving us. The bright light of our future, all in one moment, bringing death to death by way of a cross. This is the story of Jesus, the Son of God, an innocent man putting to an end the wrongdoing of all humanity. How can one describe such a day? Good Friday.